Many of the souls in purgatory that appear to Maria Sima were souls in purgatory from the higher levels of purgatory. They came to her asking for specific things to set things right in their life. And this took place in a variety of different ways. The same has happened in my wife's family. I want to share with you today a story of a woman who disappeared for over 20-something years, and she appeared in a dream to some of the early searchers, showing him where her body was. We're going to get into that story in today's video. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, let me give you kind of my wife's perspective. Hear what she has to say. Michelle Vanek. In September 2005, Michelle Vanek was hiking on Mount of the Holy Cross. She would have been essentially an aunt-in-law of hers. She was married to my stepdad's brother-in-law. They were all very close, and it was a devastating loss. She disappeared. She was a mother of four and 35 years old, by the way. And they could not find her despite one of the largest search and rescue operations in Colorado history. The family even hired private searchers, but eventually the search was called off. She was married and had four kids. The youngest one was 2 or 3 years old, I think. She was a triathlete, and it was surprising that she would have disappeared during a hike. A couple of things that are interesting about the story: the name of the mountain they were climbing, the fact that she wasn't found despite one of the largest search and rescue in Colorado history, but then found 19 years later appearing in a dream. Appearing in a dream, she told one of the men of the search and rescue groups that she didn't want to be found by men and that she was not found until an all-women rescue team was put together. Once he heeded her request from the dream, she was found within a year. He had that dream in 2023. Now, even though the man didn't say that she was a soul in purgatory, this is my guess why I would say that. Typically, if a person appears to someone from heaven, they come with all that glory. Our reaction would be completely different. Whereas if someone has a dream where someone appears to them and they're dead and they appear sort of neutral, that typically indicates that there's someone at the very end of purgatory, but not quite in heaven. So now let's get into the news article.
After nearly 19 years, the search for this woman, Michelle Vanek, may be over. The 35-year-old mother of four went missing in September of 2005 while hiking up Mount of the Holy Cross, Eagle County's tallest peak and only 14er. Now, thanks to a female-led search by Vail Mountain Rescue Group, new clues are being uncovered that may finally close the case.
Your reporter Alan Jaday joins us now in studio tonight. Alan, how did they come across these items?
Well, you know, this is a story, Karen and Michael, about thinking differently. That's what an all-women team of Vail Mountain Rescue volunteers did to apparently find signs of Michelle Vanek on Mount of the Holy Cross that others could not. It started when the rescue group's leader, the only male in this story, had a dream that told them that Michelle Vanek's soul did not want to be found by a man. So he asked a woman to put together a team of women to find answers.
It is an aging photo from 2005, taken by Michelle Vanek's climbing partner the day they were on the mountain before they separated.
Her last known photo lives in all of our minds.
Emily Brown of Vail Mountain Rescue was tasked with putting together the team. 19 years ago, searchers in helicopters and hundreds on the ground scoured the mountain for Michelle for over a week. She had fallen ill and stayed behind while her partner went on to the summit, but no one could find any sign of her.
The search for missing hiker Michelle Vanek has been suspended.
The team had long thought about Michelle.
The heartache that the family must have not having closure with it has always been with me.
And now they considered, what would it be like to be her that day?
Let's try to think how I personally would think as a female and being tired and being exhausted and, you know, being new to the mountains.
So the team went to the mountain with a clue of a boot matching hers found by a hiker in 2022.
So we stood exactly where she was and walked presumably her exact trail as a woman from the perspective of a man with the instructions of a man. And it led us right to her.
Became a moment.
Erica German was one of two who made the discovery, spotting first a little red from a red shirt Michelle wore.
Looking at her photograph and then seeing it in real life, it's pretty unbelievable. Like, both of us started shaking and we were just like, okay, we gotta sit down for a moment.
They found other things, and that photo came back in. in which she wore a blue hat.
The reason that the blue hat was in the bag, it was like the last thing we were really missing, and there it was inside the backpack.
All there for all these years.
It was closure, yeah.
And Michelle Vanek's family is said to be very thankful. Now, the belongings are undergoing forensic testing to confirm that they were hers. Authorities are not sharing whether any remains were found or the location on the mountain as they preserve that area for further study. Karen and Michael.
All right, Alan, thank you.
Now, this is what I think we can learn. God wants completion in our lives, both in terms of sin, but also with things like this. Repaying this, finishing up that, tying up this loose end. We should do that in our own lives. We should also pray for it to happen more quickly in the lives of those who have died. That's our role as intercessors, both praying for them, but also being at their service. For any of you that have ever experienced the loss of a loved one and their life just feels not finished or incomplete, pray for their souls. This is the best lesson that we can learn. God wants to finish writing the story of our lives here on earth so that it can be fulfilled in heaven. I will see you in the next one.